Today's daily Torah is for the sake of the ascent of the soul of Shmuel ben Reuven, who passed away this past week, a holy doctor that risked his life in the old villages of Iran to treat even Muslims who never said a bad word about anyone, by his grandson Shmuel Magarefta, who already misses his grandfather very much. God stretched out his right hand and created from that the heavens. God stretched out his left hand and from that created the earth. Nota yeminoi ubara shamayim, nota smoloi ubara oretz. This extremely perplexing statement from the sages that's found in the Medrash and Pirkei Eliezer and also in the Zohar. What does it mean? What does it mean that God stretched out his right hand and created the shamayim, the sky, the heavens? He stretched out his left hand and created the eretz, the earth. What could that possibly mean? It's not just telling us that God is ambidextrous, though. That's wonderful. But God doesn't have any hands and right hand, left hand, heaven and earth. What does all this mean? So first of all, I'm sure many of you already know, if you've been listening to this for today's Heavenward Gaze for enough time, today's Heavenward Gaze is named after the verse, Se'u Marim Einechem, pick up your eyes to the heavens, Ure'u Mi Bara'ela, and see who created everything. And we've learned already many times that when the prophet Isaiah is telling us to lift our eyes up to the heavens, heavenward gaze, se'u marmenechem, Isaiah is not telling us to pick our eyes to a physical place, even though, of course, all the holy books say that it's a segula for Yerushamayim, that it certainly enhances a person's perception of God in the world to actually look at the physical sky. That's brought in all the books. To look once in a while up at the sky is a really very big segula. It's a powerful tool to remind the person of Hashem. But as we've already learned many times from Chassidus, that's not the only thing that Yeshaya is talking about, that heaven and earth are not places. Shamayim and Oretz, the sky and the earth, are not geographical places. They're states of being. They're types of consciousness. You could be looking straight ahead, you could be looking down, you could be looking inside of yourself. But when you have an awareness that all that exists is God, Einon Mavadai, and everything is godliness, that is being in Shemaim, in heaven. And on the other hand, when you look at the world and just see stuff, objects, things, people, and God is somewhere up in the wild blue yonder in some distant space, but you look at the world as a world, so then the world is an eretz, then it's just a land, it's just world, it's just this physical world. And it wasn't Belinda Carlisle that made up that we'll make heaven a place on earth. That's what Chassidus teaches is the purpose of reality, to make heaven a place on earth by living in such a way where one tries to feel God's being in everything, see God's light in everything. So, but what the sages are teaching, Chassidus explains an extremely deep idea. What the sages are teaching, that God stretched out his right hand and created Shemayim, heaven, and he stretched out his left hand and created Eretz, the earth. Chassidus teaches that what that means is that God used, quote-unquote, two hands to bring about that every time and space, every element of reality has in it two main elements. Two main elements. Every single thing that exists on this earth has two main aspects to it, which come from God's right and left hand. And everything in reality can either become heaven on earth or just earth. So the Rebbe Rashab explains as follows. Listen carefully. Every single thing that exists now, that has ever existed or will exist, has one thing in common. And that is that it exists. Its being, its existence, the fact that it's here. Every detail in reality has in common the fact that it is. It's here. It's in a state of existing and being. But then every single thing in the world, in reality, in the universe, in creation, has a second aspect, and that is what it is. The details of what it is. Its whatness. What is the thing? the particular way this particular thing is existing, the particular form, aspect, way that it's manifesting as, its details, its size, its color, what it is, all the adjectives you could say about it. And in that second thing, that second aspect that everything has, the whatness of what it is, there are no two objects that ever existed that are exactly the same. Scientists say that no two snowflakes are exactly the same. So whatever you're looking at any moment, you're seeing something that exists. Everything that is around, it has existence, it's being. And you're also seeing the whatness of what it is. What are you looking at right now? A book, a tree, a pear, a potato, a car, an apricot, Carol Burnett. Doesn't matter. Whatever you're looking at, there's something that exists. And then the whatness, the details of what it is you're looking at. Now comes Chassidus and explains the existence of things. The fact that things are is Yudke Vavke, is the light of Havaya, of Hashem. It's God's light revealing himself. That is what everything is. The only thing that really has existence is God. Anything that exists, its existence is God. Or in the language of Maimonides, Me'amitas himotzei nimtzei kol ha-mitzoyim, from the truth of God's being, everything else exists. The fact that things exist are a revelation of God's light. But the second part, what everything is, the particulars of what everything is, that comes from Shem Elokim. That comes from God's aspect of concealing and contracting himself and making his light enclose itself in vessels, garments, and shells. That's how God allows his light to manifest and become a $50 steak and a garbage dump and horrible, annoying people. It's that he allows his light to become enclosed in vessels, garments, and shells. In other words, God's right hand, heaven, is God revealing his light, which is the existence of everything. His left hand is Elikim, is Tzimtzum, is contraction, is what allows that the existence, his light, should manifest in particular ways as all different types of objects and things and people and time and space and angels. So whatever you're looking at, you're seeing the handiwork of God's both hands. You get to choose which part you want to focus on. But always remember, as the Rebbe Rashab said, that even though your head and your hand are two different parts of your body, but in essence, they're both equally you, which is why your hand can never cover your head. Always remember that even when you're seeing the particular details of any particular thing you're looking at, that's also God's left hand. That's Shem Elokim, God's ability to contract himself and conceal himself. The concealment itself is still God's hand. You could never get out of being hugged and embraced by God at all times, through all good times and bad times. Our free choice is which hand of God will we look at, or even better, Hashem Hu Elikim, to feel the embrace of both hands, to know that every detail of reality and even the not feeling God is also Hashem. And in that merit, we will see that with our physical eyes with the coming of Mashiach. We should see it today.